Sandra. Welcome to Get the Right Butts in Seats, an event marketing podcast that helps service-based entrepreneurs plan, promote, and profit from live events. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and it's time to talk all things event marketing. So let's get started. So hey guys, I'm Shatoya, and I'm the owner and event planner of A La Carte Galore, and I help entrepreneurs plan, coordinate, and execute signature events that help scale their businesses. So my main focus is to make sure that you guys are hosting events that actually increase your profits, that increase your credibility, and that also increase your visibility within your industry. So today we are going to be talking about how events can increase your credibility. So I do feel as though this is one area that entrepreneurs tend to not be as successful in when hosting events. So we're going to tackle this topic today. So first things first is going to be a quick stream. So how can events increase your credibility? So one, hosting events can actually position you as the expert that you are within your industry or whatever the topic or focus of the event is. So for example, my expertise is event planning. So when I host events and I speak on event planning and helping you guys to be able to increase your profits and your credibility through event marketing as well as your visibility, I'm known as an expert within event planning. So what is it that you want to be known as an expert in? So that people can actually believe that you are expert in, because you just can't come on and say like, oh, I'm an expert in blogging, and people have no idea like what you've done with blogging, where your blog is, where you are online. They've never seen you in person, any of that. So if you think of like people who have made a name for themselves and they have actually gained the credibility that they have. So let's say Maddie. So everybody knows Maddie James. Maddie is known for blogging, specifically style blogging. So if anybody needs help with blogging or style blogging, helping you to be like an influencer within your market, like everybody knows to go to Maddie. Like that's what Maddie is known for. If anybody mentions Maya Elias, everybody knows that Maya is known for content. So anybody who needs help with content, they know to go to Maya. If you hear Emily De La Cruz, so if you need help with sales and marketing, Emily De La Cruz is the person that you need to go to for that. So she's going to help you with all the tips, tools, and resources that you need. And she also provides training and products to actually help you with sales and marketing. If you need a sales and marketing coach, if you need someone who's going to be able to help you to increase your sales within your business, if you're a service-based business, an author or an influencer, then you know to go to Kay Renee. Let's see, everybody knows Courtney Sanders of Think and Grow Chick. So if you are looking for a business coach, everybody knows to go to Courtney, and she specifically focuses on systems, processes, and success. So that's what she's known for. Everybody knows Kashira. Kashira is known for blogging, and she's also known as a brand strategist. So when you hear those names, you know exactly what it is that they do. Or if somebody needs help with blogging or branding, they know to refer some of those people or sales and marketing. So when you put on events and you want to be known as the expert that you are, you have to make sure that you know what it is that you're going to be speaking about, and to make sure that you're able to host this event, to go on stage and position yourself to be the expert that you say you are. So you're giving yourself the platform at your event to actually show up and show people who you are and what it is that you do. So the second thing is to host events that are going to increase your credibility. So that's going to actually help you to be able to put on a great event. So if you put on a great event, people are going to talk about it. But if you also put on a bad event, people are going to talk about that as well. So do you want to put on good events which are going to increase your credibility, or are you going to put on bad events that are going to decrease your credibility? So we're focusing on increasing our credibility. So we want to put on great events. So when you put on an event, make sure that it's very well organized. Make sure that your branding is on point. Making sure that it starts on time. Making sure that you're actually providing great value. Making sure that you're over-delivering in your value. Making sure that people are actually to be able to walk away having learned something that they can actually implement and apply within their business or their brand. So those are some things to think about when you are putting on an event. Make sure that you're showing up, you're adding value, making sure that it's organized, making sure that you're engaging with your attendees, allowing them to be able to ask questions. It's not just you talking at them. So make sure whatever you want your event to look like, whatever a successful event looks like for you, and that you want people to brag about, that that's actually what you put on. So when people leave your event, if it's a great event, they're going to talk great about it. And then it's going to start creating buzz for your business, for your name, and for your brand. And for people who don't know you, they're going to wonder, well, who's Shatoya, or what's A La Carte Galore, what does she do, or what is her brand do, what does she focus on, like what's she an expert in? So those people who attended your event, they're going to go out and they're going to start actually referring people to your business. So they're going to wonder who you are. They're going to search you online. They're going to want to add you on social media. They're going to want to go to your website and sign up to your email list. And that's just helping you to be able to increase your credibility. So the people who attend your event, they're going to go out and they're going to brag about it. They're going to send you referrals, and that's going to actually help you to not only build your credibility, but it's also going to help you to be able to gain new clients. People can also start booking you to speak at their event. So if you're great at event planning, or if you're great at blogging, or if you're a digital marketing strategist, whatever it is that you do, and you put on an event and you show up and show out as an expert for what you do, and people will see that, they will acknowledge that. And when they start to host their own events, whether it's an online event and they're doing like a virtual summit, or they're doing like a virtual workshop, or maybe they may have a membership community and they want to have you as the guest expert for the month. So you showing up at your event is actually going to also provide and open up doors and other opportunities for you to continue to show up and provide value for other people for what you do. Even if they have live events, they can book you to speak at their live events, whether it's a live workshop, whether it's a VIP day, maybe it's an upcoming summit or a conference that they have. But you have to go out and actually start hosting events. And I think that's where a lot of entrepreneurs get scared, or they try to shy away from, because they feel that event planning is not their niche, it's not their jam, it's not something that they're good at. And as an entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have to be great at event planning to actually put on an event. You just need the right tools and the foundation to do that. And once you have that, you can just continue to host events using that same foundation and resources that you learn. It's not something that you have to keep relearning. Like, you get it once and then just keep implementing it within your future events. So the third thing is, media and influencers will also not only help increase your visibility, but it's going to actually help increase your credibility as well. So people see that you are collaborating or partnering or getting features with bigger name brands, and they trust those brands, they're going to start to trust you. Because let's say, for example, I've been featured in Black Enterprise, I've been featured in Rolling Out Magazine. So anybody can't just go and pitch them and tell them that they want to be within their magazine, their published magazine, or their digital magazine, and just get a feature in it. Like, you actually have to put in work to do so. So you being able to get out, get your face out there, get your brand out there, and actually start hosting events, that's going to open up opportunities for national publications to start to notice you and to start to feature your business and your brand and your signature events, or whatever events it is that you're hosting, they'll start to publish them. So even partnering with influencers, so let's say you were to partner with Maddie, or you were to partner with Myleek, or anyone who's known as an influencer or great within their industry. So if they're partnering with you, then their audience is going to trust you. Because let's say if somebody comes to me and I have no idea what their work ethic is, I have no idea what it is that they do, I'm not familiar with their brand or their business, like, I don't trust them, like, I'm not going to partner with them. So 9 times out of 10, people are not going to partner with people that they don't know. They're not going to partner with people who have bad reputations. They're not going to partner with people who don't show up and provide great value for what it is that they're doing. So if you're partnering with these bigger name brands or just influencers in general, like, that's going to help to be able to build credibility. Because if they trust you to partner with you, if they trust you to collaborate with you, then those people who follow them are also going to trust you as well. So make sure that you keep that in mind when hosting events and trying to collaborate with, whether it's media partners or influencers as well. So also, by hosting events, you'll actually be able to start getting more speaking engagements. So that's something that increases your credibility as well. And once you start getting more speaking engagements, it kind of opens the door for you, obviously for more opportunities, but sometimes it helps you to scale back more on like products or services that you're offering, because now you're able to reach people face to face opposed to, you know, just online. You're able to go out and interact with people. You've built that credibility for yourself. So now people are going to start paying you to actually come speak to their audience or to come speak at their events. And that's something that's really big. I know a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're starting out, they host events or they get asked to speak at events for free. And that's totally fine. You know, starting off as an entrepreneur, like, people aren't going to pay you if they never heard you speak before, if you don't even have a speaker's reel. And that's basically just if you've spoken at events, just to have a videographer kind of capture moments from that event. And then once you pitch yourself to speak at events, people ask you, or where's your highlight reel or your video reel from your previous speaking engagements? And you have that proof to show them, like, hey, I'm an expert in these three specific topics or in this specific industry. And here's the proof that I have to actually show you that I'm great at what it is that I say that I can do. Hosting your own events will allow you to be able to get booked for events, and then that way you don't have to worry about keep speaking at events for free. Sometimes, you know, it is fine if you want to still speak at events for free, but we have bills to pay as entrepreneurs, so it's great when you can actually get paid speaking engagements. So people will start to hire you to speak at their event. They'll actually pay for your travel. They'll pay for transportation. They'll pay for car services to pick you up from the airport and go to the hotel. They'll pay for your lodging. So you're pretty much getting paid to do what you love to do, like to be what you say you do, like you're the expert at what you do. So that's a great thing to have under your belt, is being able to have speaking engagements or do speaking engagements. Sometimes once you've like built a certain level of credibility, if you have an assistant, they'll pay for your assistant to come out. Or if it's a local event or a conference or what have you, they'll actually allow you to have a plus one. So you being able to go out and show people what it is that you do, show them that you're the expert at what you do, it's going to have some great benefits in the long run. So what you first have to start doing is actually start hosting events. So get over the fear of hosting events. If you have no idea what to do, feel free to reach out to ask me questions. Feel free to put them in the comments on social media or shoot me an email. If you actually go to my website, which is alacartgalore.com, there is a free e-guide, and it's literally a timeline for, I believe it's up to 12 months, for you to have a layout of what to do to plan a successful event. And it's literally from start to finish, and then even things that you should be doing after you've hosted the event. So it's actually post steps for you to follow as well. So it's an entire timeline. All you have to do is follow it and do the work and implement it within your business so that you can have a successful event. So some events that you can start thinking about having just to start out, whether it's just like a free meetup, or it can be like a $10, $20, $25 event that you want to host, you can honestly start with live events. You can honestly start with just doing live streams and being able to get your face and your name out there. Hosting live workshops, hosting live VIP days, and this is kind of where you get into your more premium services and your premium events that you're going to start offering. Conferences and summits and things like that. So take some time to sit out and figure out, if you haven't already, what type of events it is that you want to start hosting for your business, and follow the timeline that I have given you guys. So if you go to alacartgalore.com, you can go ahead and download that for free. So just a quick recap. First thing is making sure that you're positioning yourself as an expert in your industry or whatever the topic or the focus is for your event that you're hosting. So when you host this event, you have the main stage. You have the opportunity to show up and show people what it is that you do and how great it is at what you do. So the second thing is making sure that you're putting on a great event so that people can start to create buzz and kind of rave about the experiences that they have had. And that'll in turn allow you to be able to gain referrals, to be able to help you to gain new clients, and to also to help you to start getting speaking engagements. So the third thing was making sure that you are partnering and collaborating with different media outlets and influencers, and that's going to help you not only increase your visibility but your credibility as well, because if these influencers and media outlets trust you to be on their platforms, then their audience will trust you and attend your events. And then the last thing is that you can actually start charging more as you continue to increase your credibility. You can start charging more for your events. You can start charging more for your products and services. And you can start charging more when people ask you to actually speak at events. So that is all that I have for you guys today. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes for more resources, and I'll chat with you next time.